Shulchim. So I think the last time we were together was around Sukkot time, Yantif. So let's pick up from there and make our way to Mezuzah. The pasuk says that Ksavtam al Mezuzos Pesecho Visharecha. That in order to be chayiv in Mezuzah, you need Mezuzos Pesecho Visharecha. So basically, all of Hilchas Mezuzah revolves around defining these three words. Mezuzos, what that means, Beisecha, what that means, and Uvisharecha. And if we can figure out what those three words mean, then we'll have mastered most of Hilchas Mezuzah. So let's start with the word Beisecha. Beisecha. So a bias is chayiv in Mezuzah. I always like to say that the word bias in colloquial Hebrew, is a house, but in halachic rabbinic Hebrew, bias is not what we would call a house, because every room is considered a bias b'fnei atzmo. So you don't just say you put the mezuzah on the front door, because that's the bias. One could have said such a thing. And even the Ramah, who quotes a minhag that people used to have, it probably was the Truvis Mariel explains, it wasn't, you didn't get the impression that it was based on the idea that people would call since the pasuk says bias, so they were literalists. No, the pshat then was Chazal, or in those times, they didn't have the luxury of having a house with 15 rooms, and it was basically one house, and that had maybe one side room and this, and it was questionable whether that side room really was so big or whatever, so they put it on the front door and the chule. But no one says Ladina that you only put it on the front door, because bias is again, if you would be learning modern Hebrew or whatever, bias would say a house, and so you would never think to say every single room in the house therefore needs a mezuzah. A similar notion, just I always like to add new things, is like, first, for example, like Rav Shechter gives the example, like the word lechem, right? So the word lechem, if you were getting a Hebrew class, so they would translate it as bread, right? Lechem is bread. But as Rav Shechter pointed out, that lechem in the Torah doesn't mean bread. It means anything that's from the five species that was baked. So a cookie is called lechem also. As Rav Shechter pointed out, Haraya, Apashtus, is that a cookie, you had dough and it was baked, chayv b'challah, even though the Torah speaks about lechem. So it's very, you have to be very careful by using the words that the Chumash uses, and then just translating it based on translations of today. And that's why if you eat a lot of cookies, pasabah b'kisnin, so then you make talmotzi lechem in arts. If you koveh suda, you sit down to eat a big cake. No, and in colloquial language, no one would call a cake lechem. You'd say it's uga, you'd say it's whatever, but modern Hebrew or whatever, and the way Lashon Chazal or Lashon HaTorah are two separate things, so you shouldn't confuse the two. So a bias is a... Well, so what does a bias mean? Well, so what they're saying, so the Gemara in Sukkah, Nev Gimel Amud Aleph, on page 2, Matanu Haldar Panu, Bayis Sheimbo Arba Amos Al Arba Amos, Potter Min HaMezuzah. So it means it has to be something that's Arba Amos Al Arba Amos. We'll we'll define that. Rav Moshe says around 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. Chaim Noah is 6 feet and a little bit by 6 feet and a little bit, around that amount. It's a little bit less, and that's chayv in mezuzah. But the Gemara in Pesachim, says a very important lashon. I don't know if I put it in the packet here, but on Daf Dalet, the famous sugya about the socher and maskir, and about who has to do the chiyuv of bedikas chametz, is it on the socher, the maskir? Gemara uses a phrase, mezuzos chovas hadar. Someone wrote a book, right? Chovas hadar. So the Gemara calls it mezuzos chovas hadar. Means it's a din in the person living there. It's a din in dira. In dira. So that's the first principle in Hilchas mezuzah. That a definition of bias is a place that's dalet amos or dalet amos. Again, somewhere in the range of 6 feet and something, according to, say, Reb Chaim Noah, and to Reb Moshe, 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches. But the key point is that it's a place that's used for dira. It's a dwelling area. It's a dwelling area. So getting back to sukkah now. Yes.
Is there a minimum height for the ceiling?
Yeah, 10 tefachim. Right, which is, you know, type of... So the Gemara in Yuma, has a part of this in Yonim of Sukkah, of Mezuzah and the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara wants to know, what's the din? Is a Sukkah chayiv in Mezuzah? Is a Sukkah chayiv in Mezuzah? So, firsthand, Sukkah is a great candidate to be chayiv in Mezuzah. Because it's a dwelling area. It's a dwelling area. So you should be... Chayiv and mezuzah. So the Gemara, the only problem is that we normally assume that what? That it's only a dira kvua. If it's just a dira saroi, then not. So you know what the Gemara says? An unbelievable thing. If you learn Masechta Sukkah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph in the Mishnah, there is a machloikas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether sukkah l'mala mechof amos is possible or kosher. And the Gemara says, so what is this based on, this machlokes? The Gemara says the machlokes is whether based on sukkah's diras aroy or sukkah's diras keva. Sukkah's diras aroy or sukkah's diras keva. So if you hold sukkah's diras aroy, so it can't be too tall, because no one makes a temporary structure for such a small amount of time. So, but if you hold it's dir's keva, so then it could be even lamala mechaf. So you know what the Gemara says? So that's everyone learned the first mission of Sukkah. So Beyuma Daf Yud Aleph, I once suggested at a meeting, you know, they have these Masechta meetings every 5 years, that the yeshiva should learn Yuma, but I was outvoted. Yuma is, everything is in Yuma, you know. You can learn, you know, you have the Lomdus, you have Halacha, you have Yishmaka Masechta. So you have a Sugya Mezuzah there. So the Gemara says that there's a Machloikas, whether this Machloikas on Beis Amud Aleph and Sukkah between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim is also another nafkamina besides the Mishnah in Sukkah, Beis Amud Aleph, is whether Sukkah needs a mezuzah or not. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, Sukkah is the Yiras Keva, so it needs a mezuzah. And according to the Chachamim, that Sukkah Lamala Mechof is possible, because Sukkah is the Yiras Arai, so then what? So then it doesn't need a mezuzah. Now let me ask you a question. What is this machlokes? It's very strange. I mean, everyone agrees that sukkah is only for a week. face in Chutzlar Shemina Tzeres. Okay, well, you know, to me, a week is a rye. You know, so I mean, Chachamim also agreed that. So how can the Chachamim, how can the Rabbi Yehuda rather, in his right mind, say that it's why is it keva? What's keva to it? You know, so that's. Well, what's the pshat? So in the Sefer Divrei Mordechai, he writes an explanation. I think Rav Mordechai Mann wrote the Sefer. So he says, no, avad, it's only for a week, so that's the pshat. It's only a dearest arise. So what's Rabbi Yehuda Shita? Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that since the Torah is mechayiv you to stay there for the week, since the Torah is mechayiv you to stay there for the week, so that gives it a chashivas. That gives it a keva. That gives it a keva. So when the Torah tells you to do something, that itself gives it a keva. I'll give you a mashal l'mahadov v'domer. There's a machloikis. You see, I'm still holding my sukkahs. There's a machloikis. How much do you have to eat in the sukkah the first night? So some Rishonim hold only a kazayis, and some Rishonim hold yosem mikabetza. And Shulchan Aruch paskins kazayis of bread. So the question that's raised, I think Rav Mann in this sefer talks about this question, is how in the right mind could you say that a kazayis is sufficient? I mean, a kazayis is achilas aroi. A kazayis doesn't even need a sukkah. A kazayis doesn't even need a sukkah. So that's the mitzvah? Something that doesn't even need a sukkah? So what's the pshat? So the pshat he explains, and there's a Torah about this also, is that no, but when the Torah is mitzvah is something, so that gives it a special chashivas, a special kvias. And therefore the Torah is mitzvah, to eat, so even as, so if the shear is a kazayis, so this kazayis has a keva to it. Even though normally during the week you eat a kazayis of paras, that's called a snack. You can eat that chutz l'sukkah migradin. But when the Torah is mitzvah, it's different. That gives it a certain chashivas. So that's the machloikas, Rabbi Yehuda. So in the end of the day, with all this nice lumdus, that's only to explain Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like the Chachamim, that sukkah's diras aroi. So hence, I'm sure you all noticed that when there's no mezuzah on your sukkah, no one puts a mezuzah on their sukkah because we paskin sukkah's diras aroi and memelas pot. Yeah, Rabbi Yosef. Yeah. Oh. Maybe. That's a long topic. What I'll tell you, Rebosa, on that topic, is that in 1991, Rav Avadia Yosef came here to the yeshiva, just like Rav Ariel was here for a week. So Rav Avadia Yosef was here for a week. They put him up in a Spitz hotel in. You know, in the city, he didn't stay, but he used to come every day, and he would daven in morgue, you know, Sephardic minion, and then he would give a shiur in the morning, and then he would hang around a little bit, and he would disappear, and he'd come back in the evening, and they would give. So, one of the things. So, Baruch Hashem, I got to speak with him. We had a nice time to speak together in learning. So, one of the things he told me was that even though he wrote a tshuva in Yechav Adas that says that the Sfarim make a mezoinus the whole year round on matzah, and they only make a motzi on matzah during Pesach, he says he only wrote that to Mimiyashiv, that minug, but he himself doesn't do that. He himself makes a motzi the whole year on matzah. So, but it could have some... you know, there's a concept, you know, getting a little off the topic, but I always like to tell Rabbi Schwartz we'll never give the same mezuzah shir, you know, so we always have to make it interesting. So, you know, the Gemara says that Shabbos is kovas lemaiser. There's a din that even if you didn't take some trumas, you didn't take maiser, it's tevel, but you can eat achilas achila saroi. You can eat an achila saroi even before. But if you eat it on Shabbos, whatever you eat on Shabbos is a kvias. So you can't eat b'li hafrasha on Shabbos because there's no such thing as achila saroi on Shabbos. So says the Marach or Zarua. That's one of the great svarim. The son of the Orzarua, Reb Chaim Orzarua, he says that if you eat a piece of cake on Shabbos, one kesayis of cake on Shabbos, there is a shaila that you have to bench. Because even though cake is only if you mamish stuff yourself, whatever the different shiurim are, possible b'kisni, you gotta mamish eat a lot. But Shabbos itself is a kvias. Just like the Gemara says, Shabbos has kovas l'maisa, that you can't even eat achila saroi, b'li hafrasha, because whatever you eat on Shabbos is called keva. So if you eat two cookies, three, whatever kazayis is, a couple of cookies, it's a shayla of pirkas hamazon. So l'maisa, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was machmir for this. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik was machmir that he wouldn't eat any cookies or cake on Shabbos unless it was within a meal. Because if you stop just to eat a cookies or cake outside of a meal, so then it's a suffix brikas hamazon. Because according to Orzarua, you have to, Barach Orzarua, you have to bench. And according to the others, not. So it's a midei sveika lo nafka. So not to be involved in such a suffix, he would not eat unless the minhag ha'olam is not to be chayshish for this for the shita, but that's what he says. That's different. It happens to be that the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch Harav holds that that you can be yotzei suda the Shabbos with a kezayis of cake. You can be yotzei suda the Shabbos with pasa baba kistin. That's what. Besof Yomav, he was Choyzebo, because originally he wrote only if you kovei suda. Besof Yomav, he was Choyzebo, and he said that even a kezayis, he can be yotzei suda Shabbos. So that's why the Stipler, I don't think he was quoting the Alter Rebbe necessarily, but the Stipler and the Kilis Yaakov and Brachas has a suffix. What happens if you go to shul and you have if you have a kiddush in shul, but you normally just make an alamichya, and you go home, and then you come home and you eat your meal, and you forgot ritzei v'chalitzeinu, so it's a suffix in the stipler where you have to repeat birkas hamazon, because maybe that's already shal shudas mikradim, because you yotzei suda Shabbos with that. So lemaisa, okay, but that's the discussion here on that, but that's where it comes. Oh, so let's get back to mezuzah. We're here to discuss mezuzah, but the ein based medrash b'li chiddush, so we have to put in other things. We'll cover Rabbi Schwartz. He has to sit in the shiurim every year, so in his honor, I have to say some new things. Okay, so that's the story with mezuzah has to be a chovas hadar. So you have to live there. If you don't live there, then you're not chayev in mezuzah. So the question then becomes, and we said, and you have to live there permanently. Let's take a look on page 16 for a second. In the Resh Pei Vav Yud. State in the Mechaber Beis Medrash Potter Meha Mezuzah. That's the first day. The Beis Medrash is Potter from Mezuzah. And the second day of Yesh Omrim, She Beis Medrash Chayev Mezuzah. So the 2 days in Shulchan Aruch where the Beis Medrash is Potter from Mezuzah and Chayev Mezuzah. V'nochon lochosh l'divreim. Avol lo yivarech aleha. In other words, it's nochon to be choshesh for the opinion that a Beis Medrash is chayiv in mezuzah. So I always like to point out the words of the Shach on your tests. And what is a Beis Medrash? You know, you grow up in a shul. I don't know, maybe you grew up in these shuls more. I always grew up in a big shul. I grew up as a kid in Rabbi Berzon, the father of Rabbi Berzon, from formerly from Avaseret, and I think now from Lander. So I grew up in his shul. So he had a big shul. And I don't know, basically, you know how it is in the world. More people come to shul on Shabbos than they come to the weekday. That's, you know, across the world. It's like that. So usually, a lot of shuls, the main sanctuary, they would only use for Shabbos. And then there was another room that wasn't as big, right? And they call that the Beis Medrash, right? I'm sure you've seen such a thing. So you have to realize that has no halachic bearing whatsoever. In other words, whatever it's going to call Beis Medrash, Beis Knesset, just that was usually they call the Shabbos shul the Beis Knesset, the weekday thing the Beis Medrash. That's so Beis Medrash in this context, the Shach says, it means Kevin Shatalmidim Yoshvim Bo Me'aboker Ad Erev. Beis Medrash means a place that, like a yeshiva Beis Medrash, where people are there mamish the whole day. In other words, in the shul, after shachris in the morning, then the shul's locked the whole afternoon, whole day, and then 10 people come from Mincha Maariv maybe, and they daven, and it's not though. So there's no chiv there. L'chulei alma. That's not a Beis Medrash. A Beis Medrash means that people are there, you know, a good portion of the day. So what's the vort? The vort is because even though no one really lives there, but Lamaisa, he uses the lashon do meladira. Do meladira. It's not mamishadira, but it's do meladira because people are living there, people are learning there the whole day. But if it's not a place that people are living there, then the lechora lekulei alma wouldn't require a mezuzah. I mean, in the Glock based medrash, so there they have mezuzahs, but there, you know, it's a very strange thing. They have on one side, they have a mezuzah in the middle of a wall. Basically, when you come, the entrance by the bathroom. So there's no, we didn't get up to this yet, we're getting ahead of ourselves, but you need a mezuzah. Mezuzah means a side post or something jutting out. So there's nothing jutting out, there's just a drawer there, and the door continues, so nothing jutting out. So there's no pamakum to put a mezuzah, but they have a mezuzah there. But there's no, even though there, Baruch Hashem, people are learning there, Miboker and Erev, but there's not a makom achiv mezuzah because there's no makom to put the mezuzah. But the episode, one of these days maybe they'll fix it and put a. If they would have to redo the whole to make it look nice. They would have to redo that whole thing there because there's nothing. Well, the other side also is yeah, but certainly yeah.
It's like close the basement.
Yeah, so Lamaisa, Rabbi say it's not a real deer. I wouldn't make a bracha on it. I wouldn't make a bracha on it. I mean, even when they had the inaugural ceremony on the Gluck building, and President Joel, I think he made Hatova Meitiv on the building, but he didn't make Lekbo Mezuzah because you can't. No one lives there. You can't. So Chutch, you want a Beis Medrash is. You have the 2 days here. But a Beis Knesset. What's the din of a Beis Knesset? Yeah. Wait, before we leave Beis Medrash, take a look on page 14. The famous story of the Maram Reb Rutenberg. Chayin Beis Midrasho Shal Amarami Rutenberg Zal Hayaba Mezuzah. So why was there a mezuzah there? The Omar Shaya Yashin Shayna Sarayim Beis Mamedrash. That was Maram Rutenberg didn't waste a second. He was from these Jews that were learning Yom Valayla. So yeah, but in the course of the afternoon he would chop a little Dremel, in the Beis Medrash he would. And there was a ruach roa. there was a ruach ra that disturbed his drimmel, his little shluf. Mivato, frightened him, vertracht him. Al shetikin mezuzah bePesach. So until he put a mezuzah on the Pesach. That's right. Rav Abadi once told me, he said, "Fakert, you see from here that it's not a strict chiyuv l'chora, because or else he would have had it meikara. He didn't have it meikara. Just the ruach ra was staring him. So then he put it up, because again, it's not a real dira. So it's not a real dira." And the same thing by a Beis Knesses. So what's the story with a Beis Knesses? So page 15. Page Pevav Gimel. Beis Knesses im yesh bo dira l'shum adam chayv mezuzah. Right, in those days, you know, people used to, the shamas used to sleep in the shul, and you know, then the orchim used to sleep in the shul. So today you bring a guest for Shabbos, you know, you bring him home with you after davening, and you feed him, you sleep, you know, room and board. You don't leave him in the shul. But in Bezman Chazal, a guest meant he was going from place to place, and he stopped in the shul, and that's where that's why the Gemara says that's where you make Kiddush in the shul, because of the guests that were in the shul. You know, so that was the guest. Today in our shul, you know, we don't have that. We don't have that. Maybe in Boston, you know, in the Boston Rebbe, they have by the shul, they have rooms for the. You know, he was very involved in Rofe International and putting people up, and doctors, and I spent summers in Boston, learning in Boston. So there always were people from all over, Eretz Yisrael, and there that were coming to use. Unfortunately, that had a sick member in the family and were staying. In different places there to use the famous children's hospital there, all these places. So the Boston Rebbe has had rooms in the thing to put promotionals today. It's a shul. And no one lives there. But there, so the din of Beis Knesses is that im yesh bo dira, if someone lives there, then it's chayiv in mezuzah in the room that he lives in. In the room that he lives in, but if he doesn't live there, then not, because it's a din. Again, it's a chovas hadar, and if there's no dira, then not.
Are you looking at the rima afterwards? Is it mashma that the base dira has to be inside the actual?
Yeah, vice dir bazar shel the base knesset bazar has a vice knesset potter. Right. Who is only if he's in the shul room itself, right? In the shul room itself. Whereas again, you know, those days they didn't have a shul; had one room. You know, it's not like they had the rabbi's office and the secretary and this. It had one room, and that's where everything was done in that one room. You know, the Bariel speaks about getting married in the shul. They used to get married in the shul. That was them, and the Mariel speaks about getting married in the shul. That, they didn't mean that there was a separate social hall. There's no social halls. It meant in the room they got married. Just parenthetically, it's a whole discussion. You know, there was a whole big thing. Hungarian rabbanim, the asid, getting married in the shul. It was a chukas akum. Chukas Hakam, to get married in the shul. Where did get married in the shul come from? It came from the church. Everything comes from the everything. But a lot of things that people do, it comes from the church. So then you have to learn Hilchas Bichukosem Losalecho to know, are we allowed to do these things or not? So getting married in the shul, there were many rabbanim that asid getting married in a shul because of chukas hakum. So the question is, but the Mariel speaks about getting married in shul. So the Chuvah's Maria Sad writes, no, there's no raya from there. Because, yeah, Bizman Mariel, it wasn't a chukas hakim yet. But once the goyim start doing it, then we have to stop. Which I always like to say, in other words, if goyim start putting on tefillin, we are not going to stop. We will not stop putting on tefillin, even if goyim start putting on tefillin. If goyim start shaking mulas on sukkah, we're not going to stop. That's a mitzvah. You can't take that's a mitzvah. But if it's not a mitzvah in the Torah, it's just an hoga ba'alma to do something, and then the goyim start to do it, then we have to stop doing it, because then it looks like we're following the goyim. So that's what that's in Chazal. Right? And shoftim. That you can't have a korban and a matzeva. Why? The avos did it. It's av be me avos. But then the goyim used it, so then we have to give it up. Just like so that's what the Maria Sad in Shut Yalav Yuda Yala says this. So that's so Beis Knesses is Potter also, unless it's a chiv, unless somebody lives there.
That someone who lives there has, like, the Lashon of Shum Adam. What about if you have a goy who lives there or something?
Yeah, the Shamasim, you know, they didn't, you know, was a Hamish Yid. Yeah, Shum Adam, I don't think it means a goy. A goy wouldn't do it. A Shum Adam here is a Hamish Yid who's living in the shul. And you know, there's a famous tshuva in the Divrei Chaim about the Shamus was in the shul, and he was posheya, and the Sifrei Torah were, somebody got in the shul and he didn't lock up properly, whatever it was, he was posheya, and then the Sifrei Torah were strewn around, and the Divrei Chaim says that people in the shul will have to fast. The same story happened in Brooklyn several years ago in one of the Young Israels, that they came in the morning and the Sifrei Torah were on the floor and somebody broke in, and so they asked Rav Moshe Bick, he was the Pesach in Brooklyn at the time, whether they had a fast. And Rav Moshe Bick, the person who was telling me the story, Rav Elimelech Leibowitz, was telling me the story. So he passed, and they didn't have to fast. So then he was looking at Rav Bick. So Rav Bick said to him, "Oh, you asking me why I'm going against the Divrei Chaim?" So he says, "No, because over there was a pshia. Over here there was not a pshia. So therefore he passed in the kulo that they didn't have to fast." Okay. So, in the end of the day, Rabosai, there's one other thing you have to see. It'll got me this. And if you take a look, page 16, Sif Yud Aleph, I don't know why I didn't bracket here, maybe I bracketed someplace else. Sif Yud Aleph, Sukkos HaChag B'Chag, we talked about, is Potter. Chanuyos Shebishvokim Peturim. So if you have storefronts are potter. So why are storefronts potter? So the Taz says because it's not a dira. Why? Because even though the guy who's selling the merchandise is there during the day, but he's not there at night. He's not there at night, so it's not a dira. That's how he touches up. Others touch up, if you look at the Ber Hetev, if you learned Bava Basra, this is, you know, very relevant to whether Chazaka, if you have to live there Balayla. He talks about to have a Cheskes Gimel Shonim, the Gemara speaks about in Cheskes Abatim. But the other pshat that's given is that the Drisha gives, I don't know if I, the Drisha says, but the reason why it's potter is because it's not, those storefronts that they were talking about is dumya de sukkas chag b'chag. It was like a, you know, like they had a, you know, you have a country fair. So you put up your booth for a week, and you have you know, a nice booth, you put it up for a week, and then you take it down. Right? You take it down after the week. So that's what the booth, that's what it was talking about. Similar to the, that's what the Drisha says. Similar to the Rabbi Kivega says, the Drisha Kosovalza. You know, he refers to you to the Drisha. Different than the Taz. That because it wasn't put up it was put up Akroi Ba'alma, but if it would have put it, but if it would have been put up as a keva, so then that would be different. But in the end of the day, Rabbi Osai, at the end of the day, so you know, so the minig is that somebody owns a store or something like that, they put it up without a bracha. Because according to the Drisha, if there's a permanent structure, but at the end of the day, like Rabbi Badi told me, he thought, well, Chora, it should be put in Kansan, because it's not a dira, no one lives there. So maybe you could say that somebody's there, the store's open so long that the person is there, so that's face is similar to a dira. But he thought Meikra didn't. That it should be potter. So if the minig is people in their offices, they put it up, but you don't have to make a big deal about it. You know, like, oh, you need it, because in the end of the day, as meikar adin, it's chovas adar, and if you know, it's not a real dira, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to put one up. So it should never be an issue. Some people put it up. Doctors in their office put up, That became the thing in every Jewish institution. They put up mezuzahs, even though no one's living there. There's one yeshiva in Lakewood that's a Talmud of Rav Abadi. So in that yeshiva, because Rav Abadi holds it in yeshivas also, you don't need a mezuzah maker. It did only in the dormitory, because that's where people live. So the ma'isa, the minhag ha'olam in most places is they put it up because they view people being there as some type of quasi dira of sorts, but I would never make, you know, a bracha on any of these mezuzahs, and if you really didn't have money, if you had to make budget cuts, so I don't know if you know the mezuzahs are really, as Rav Abadi points out, they're really not a chiyuv. Yeah.
According to the Shas Svarim, By a base measure,
right. So the question is that a real chiyuv, what the Shach was saying? Is that a real, I mean, you're right, he quotes that as a nochon lochosh, that's why people do it. That's what people do. But the question is that real? Rav Abadi's writings from Maram Rutenberg. Was Maram Rutenberg never did it? It's just that the ruachs were bothering him, then he decided to put one up. So Rav Abadi asked me, so why didn't he put it up before? Because Meikar Adin, it's really not necessary. That's.
The Maram Rutenberg that we assume is going by the Svar of the Shach,
we can come up with a different svar if you want, but that's the best one we have now. So, we'll stick with it. So then there's another din in Shulchan Aruch. That's the other din about Beis HaOtzar. What if you have a storage place? Take a look on page 15, base, sif base, reif pei vav base. Base ha teven, base ha etzim, base ha bokar. You have all these storage places. You keep firewood there. You keep tevin. All these things are chayev in mezuzah. Right, so he quotes. That's the Rosh's opinion. The Rosh's opinion is that a storage place is chayiv in mezuzah. Storage place is chayiv in mezuzah. That's the opinion of the Rosh. And who argues? The Rambam argues. The Rambam says it's not the case. That the only time you chayiv is if people, like the women, get dressed there or do put on their makeup there. You have to have some tashmish of an adam. The fact that the eitzim are living there, so that that's not mechayiv in mezuzah. But l'maisa, in the end of the day, it's so interesting. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't even quote the Rambam's opinion. You know, it's known as a machlokes, the Rosh and the Rambam. You know, so it seems that the Rambam's opinion is totally nidcha. Even though Rav David Feinstein once told me that he thought the Beis Oitzer, like a garage, to put up without a bracha, because there's machlokes. But the Lemaisa, the Beis Oitzer, the Shulchan Aruch didn't quote the Rambam, and the Rabbi Kivega has a whole tshuva where he discusses that it's very significant when you have a machlokes rishonim. And sometimes the Shulchan Aruch will quote two opinions, and sometimes Beis Yosef will quote the two opinions, but in the Shulchan Aruch itself, the two opinions didn't make it there. So that shows how the Mechaber is wanting to treat that other opinion. That so a lot of times when he quotes it there, so you should be choshish lenin. Say, for example, we'll discuss the Rambam's opinion is that if there's no door, then there's no chiyuv mezuzah. That's the Rambam's opinion. No door, no mezuzah. Not enough a doorway, you need a door. Well, that requires a whole discussion. But parenthetically, he says that. And the other opinion says, no, you don't need a door, you just need a doorway. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions. So there, the Shach says, you should be choshish not to make a bracha, because the Rambam says yipata. So since the Rambam says yipata, you shouldn't make a bracha. But here he doesn't even quote the Rambam. That's what Rabbi Kivega points out. That here he quotes. There he quoted the Rambam. Here he doesn't quote the Rambam. Oh, so till the end of the day. So if you have a place that you like a closet. So most closets are too small. Most closets are not dalaramos al dalaramos. So if they're not dalaramos al dalaramos, it's part of it. But if they are dalaramos al dalaramos, so the chora should be chayiv in mezuzah. So that's the, but the in other words, by closets there are two inyonim. First, it has to have a shear. First glance, we'll talk about other opinions. Have a shear. And second of all, most closets, if you don't walk into it, so then there's no chiyuv. If you just put your hands in it to reach the clothing, even if it's a big closet, you don't walk in, it's just because you need derech biyoscha, you need to walk into bechayiv in the mezuzah. If you don't walk in, then it's not chayiv. But if you walk in, so then we pask in a base oitzer chayiv in the in mezuzah. Oh, but Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, there's a sefer that they printed of on Haggis and Psakim from Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. He says something, and I heard the same thing from Rav Abadi. He both said the same idea, that he thinks that storage is only chayev if it's part of a dira. They say, for example, you know, you always go on the highway, and you always see these big billboard signs for, you know, storage places. You know, they have all these. So those are middle of who knows, Huppetsville. They have a place that you could rent for storage. So Do you have to put a mezuzah on those places? So they both, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky writes, and Rav Abadi told me this as well, that no, because he thinks that even the opinions that say that a base otzar is chayiv in mezuzah, but what about our big yisod that you need a dira? So he says, yeah, that means that you have a house, and it's and one of the rooms in your house you use for storage, or you have a garage and you use it for storage, but it's nitpal to your ishtamshus of dira. Even though you're not sleeping in the garage or you're not sleeping in that storage house. But if it's a total storage place in the middle of Yubitzville that you just use for storage, so then that wouldn't be chayev in wouldn't be chayev in mezuzah. Oh. So again, part of the definition of bias, it has to be dalan amos on dalan amos. Right, that's how we started off. That's how we started off. It has to be dalan amos on dalan amos. So there's a discussion what that means. Does that mean dafka 4x4, 7 feet and 3 inches by 7 feet and 3 inches? What about 8x2, 8 amos by 2 amos? What if it's you know? So what's the story over there? What about 8x2? Nope. So the poskim have a debate about this topic. So in the, if you look in page 16, Yud Gimel, by Shembo Dalam Sal Dalam Potov, Yeshbo Kade, Rabea Dalam Sal Dalam Shav, Alphabet Oko Yoso Rochvo, Ushu Ogul, Balhe Zavios Chayef. So the Rambam says, so some want to learn, Shach and others, that there's the Emek Bracha is a classical piece, that there's a fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Rosh, whether 8x2 is good or not. Because a lot of times you don't have in both directions, in width and in length. So the Maisa, that's what they say. So comes the Taz. So interesting, because the Taz is not here. The Taz is in Hilchas Sukkah. And in Hilchas Sukkah, the Taz says that all these poskim got it wrong. There is no such shita that 8x2 is chayef. It's dafka 4x4. There is no shita 8x2. And even the Rambam, that's mashma, he doesn't mean that. He just means that it doesn't have to be a square. As long as you can inscribe a square into the thing, then that's good enough. So the Chazon Ish was the one who was the supporter of the Taz. I mean, even though it's against the Rishonim, Achronim, who said that there is this other Shita, the Taz says there is no other Shita. There is no other Shita. And the only Shita there is 4x4, not 8x2, and Shalom Yisrael, and there's no such Shita. That's what the Chazon Ish says. Rav Abadi and Chelek Beis of his tshuvas also, Rav Tshuva, he has a raya from Ram Hilchas Negoyim, that there's no such. So Lamaisa, Mikra Din, Chorda, is what to say that for the Taz, that if it's not Dalad al Dalad, it's not Chayiv Mezuzah. Dalad al Dalad means both in length and in width. Oh, but Lamaisa of Osai, Lamaisa, the problem is like this. You have a lot of rooms in the house that are not Dalad al Dalad. And in many houses, even the first room you go into, a lot of nice big houses, they open into a little foyer, and then from there, they open into another room. But the little foyer is not Dalad al Dalad. It's not even 8 by 2. It's not even 8 by 2. So what are you going to tell me? Not to, so if you're, so, you know, the minhag is to put. The only one, when Rav Abadi lived on his old house in Lakewood, so Taka, he didn't put on the front door. But that's not the minhag olam. Minhag olam is people put on the front door. He didn't put up because it's not dalad al dalad. It's not dalad al dalad. It shouldn't be chayv. The house that he's in now is opens up into a big room. It's dalad al dalad. You know, you need the people, the collectors. They're not going to know you're a yid if you don't have a mezuzah on the front door. So it's takanas ha collectors. So what's the pshat? So the Piskei Tshuva on page 16, Sifkot Yud Aleph quotes from the Sefer Chamudei Daniel, Chof Yud. What does Chof Yud stand for? Sav Yad. It was when apparently the Piskei Tshuva, it wasn't, we have the Chamudei Daniel in certain parts of Shulchan Aruch, and certain parts of Shulchan Aruch weren't really printed, and they were Sav Yad. Menachem Butler recently, he bought me a sefer that had the printing of the Ksav Yad and the Chulei. So, but the Chamudei Daniel has this big chiddush. Yud Aleph, on page 16. Yud Aleph. So he says, you know what he says? That dalad al dalad, you don't always need dalad al dalad. The Hainu. If it's a Beis Shar, if it's a passageway, So you're not going to, what's the idea of Dalal al Dalal? It means that you're using that place to use for something. So Dalal al Dalal is not considered a Mokum Dira. It's not considered, it's too cramped to do anything meaningful. But it's never too cramped to walk through. If it's, you understand? So if it's a passage place, so it doesn't need to be Dalal al Dalal. That's, so therefore, according to this, that would be the svara why people are makel, or people are not makel, people put mezuzahs on their front door, even though a lot of times the front door opens into this little foyer that's not dalad al dalad. Rav Abadi just holds that, who says we have to paskin like this? Chamudei Daniel. So it's a chiddush, because all I know is from Gemara Sukkah Daf Gimel that says dalad, it has to be dalad al dalad. So the Chamudei Daniel has this thing where the Rashash and Sukkah Dav Gimel explains that it's an idea of based on the Gemara Erevin Chazi LeMilsei, that Dalad Al Dalad is, you know, to make it royal Shemush. But if the Shemush is something that you don't need it to be Dalad Al Dalad, so then it's Chazi LeMilsei without being Dalad Al Dalad. So Mamela, that's what he says. That's what the Chamudei Daniel says. So Mamela, according to Chamudei Daniel, hallways. Hallways are a typical example. A lot of hallways are narrow. They're long and narrow. So they're not dalad al dalad in, and if you especially you hold like the Taz Mikra Din in Hilchas Sukkah, so Mamela, it's not going to be dalad al dalad in both directions. So it should be potter. So maybe Nachanami, but Lemaisa Minigo, like he wrote a book, very nice sefer, Gur Bolacha, the Rosh Yeshiva Neir Yisrael, Rav Aaron Feldman's son, wrote a nice sefer on Hilchas Mezuzah, more recent sefer. He says, but clearly the Minigo Olam's people put on the front door, so Melal Korcha Lachar, they follow this Chamudei Daniel. This Chamudei Daniel, and Mimela, that this Chamudei Daniel also says by closets, that by a closet, what's the story of a closet? So a closet, even walk-in closets, very often are not dalad al dalad in both ways. Sometimes, once in a while, you'll find in the real Spitz house that they'll have a big walk-in closet that's mamish 7 feet and 3 inches in both directions, but you don't find it in Washington Heights, believe me. Washington Heights, we don't have such closets. I've seen it. So if you hold from this chamud, so chor the chamud d'nil, I think, should only be viewed as a chumra ba'alma. That they'll never mechayev. But even though I would be mechalik, I think maybe Rabbi Feldman's son has that also. Maybe to be more machmer in chamud d'nil in terms of the chamud d'nil said two things: the pashas waves and the closets. Because he says a closet. See, what's the word? The word is, if I have to be there and I'm cramped in, less than dalet al dalet, I'm not going to be comfortable. But what? My shoes never complain. And my shirts never complain if the closet's a little... they don't complain. In other words, they sit there. It serves its function. My shoes are there. My suits are there. Oh, it's not dalet al dalet. It's chazi l'milsay. So one could be mechalik. I believe Rav Aaron Feldman's son, and that's safer on mezuzah, has this, if I'm not mistaken, has this chiluk, that maybe perhaps you can be choshish more for the chamud d'nil when it comes to the pastor's ways, because that became sort of the minhag ha'olam, that we put mezuzahs on the front door. But so that, you know, unless you like Rav Abadi, he's a purist. He holds, we don't hold like the chamud d'nil. We shouldn't have to watch. The chamud d'nil is a grosser chinish. The hechi tasty that you can make up this ganze shtickel. When the Gemara says it has to be dalal al dalal, you can make this whole thing and says it doesn't have to be dalal al dalal. You know, so that's a ganze chinish. Okay, so maybe one could say that we'll accept the chinish of gabe the passageways, the beshar, not necessarily the gabe the closets, because anyway, even the Beis Shear is also a Kiddush. Yeah.
The Minhag Ha'olam always make the bracha on the first front door.
No, so we wouldn't make the bracha because
people do.
People do because they don't know Hilchos Mezuzah. Right. Front door. That's
exactly.
Spitz. Right. That's right. So. Better not make on the front door. Better make on some other door place in the house. That's, I mean, some people, as I said, some people open up the front door and opens up into a. But say my apartment here in Washington Heights opens up into a narrow little thing, and then we have a Tzuras Pesach a little bit after. But based on that, in the front door of my apartment, it's not dalet al dalet. But we still pull it up. Again, you know. That's what became the minhag, and but I would never make a bracha on it. I would never make a bracha on such a thing. But the closets. So I tell people if it's not a walk-in closet, like the Minchas Yitzchak says, if you just put your hands in, that's not going in. It has to be a walk-in closet. If it's dalet al dalet, then for sure you should put a mezuzah, because we paskin mikah did like the Rosh. If you want to not make a bracha, like Rabbi David Feinstein told me, like the garage is okay, mehechi teisi, don't make a bracha. But then you should put it up. But if it's not dalet al dalet and it's a walk-in, so anyone who asks me, I tell them that meikar din is potter, but if they want to be machmir, they, you know, yesh, you could be machmir. That is the sheet of the chamud d'nil. It's hard to know what, you know. Even Rabbi Menachem Butler gave me that sefer, so it has a little bit more verbose than the way it's quoted in the Pesachei Tshuva. But then he refers to you. He says harachti. Someplace else, and I don't know if we fully have that, but that's what it became. Oh, now there's another thing that in the world, yes.
No virtue.
I'm saying we mean the.
Someone has money for one mezuzah.
Right. He says
no
he has money. If you only have money for one mezuzah. And the front door is opening to something that's not dalet al dalet, that shouldn't get the preference.
And if it does open to something dalet al dalet?
Yeah, then okay.
Is there
then
a virtue in putting it there as opposed to some other room that's
is it a more virtue to put it in?
Something?
Maybe. You know, Rashi and Psachim writes that mezuzah is shmira. Right? Mezuzah is a shmir. Right? You don't say that by every mitzvah. Mezuzah is a shmir. You know, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that that you know Melech Basav Adam, he sits inside in the inner chambers, and his pekidim watch from outside. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu lets us come into the house, and he watches us from outside. So mezuzah has a concept of shmira. So if al pidin it's chayev, then maybe you could say such a svar that you want the shmira that those should come in the house. But I don't know if that's a al pipashis. You know, it'd be an equal. But if it doesn't have dalal al dalal, then for sure not chayev. Oh, so there is a Rabbi Kiveger, and really you should read Rabbi Kiveger by yourself. Dal al dal potter, but we're not going to have time now that you're going to read it by yourself and tell me what you think Rabbi Kiveger is really saying. So I'll tell you what the Velt says, and I'll tell you. So Rabbi Kiveger has this other thing. Rabbi Kiveger says if you have a room like a closet that's less than dal al dal. So Chor should be Potter, right? This is not Dal al Dal. He doesn't work with the Chamudi Dinyan. Oh. But maybe it should be Chayev. Say you have a big bedroom. And you have a walk-in closet in the bedroom. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, he doesn't know. Put the mezuzah on the right side, going from the closet into the bedroom. Because granted, the bedroom, the closet's not chayiv maybe, because it's not like the chamudi deal, it's not chayiv in mezuzah. But the bedroom, so from the vantage point of walking from the closet back into the bedroom, that should be chayiv. Because we view the bedroom like it's the outdoors. And the mela, so you're coming into the room. So this became known as the sheet of Rabbi Kiva Eger. So this basically contradicts the Chamudi Daniel's approach, because the Chamudi Daniel would say put it going into the closet, on the closet of dal dal, but chazi the milse. Rabbi Kiva Eger would say put it on the closet going into the room on the other side. You understand? So there, in other words, Chamudi Daniel said put up on the right side going from the bedroom into the closet. And Rabbi Kiveger would say, no, that going into the closet is potter, not dal al dal. Put it on the right side when you go from the closet back into the room. That's known as the shita of Rabbi Kiveger to put mezuzahs on the other way, and so there is a discussion. So who wins here? Who wins? Does the Chamudi Daniel win, or does Rabbi Kiveger win? Right, because L'chora, you're going to put it on the Chamudi Daniel, it's going to be on one side. You can put it on Rabbi Kiveger, it's on the other side. So let me tell you what I tell people. I tell people that they're both a chumrah. They're both a chumrah. The Chamudi Daniel is a chumrah, and Rabbi Kiveger is a chumrah. Now what we're going to see shortly. Whether does Rabbi Akiva Eger really say that? Is that what he means? Or and if he means, do we really paskin like Rabbi Akiva Eger or not? But that's a whole different approach of Rabbi Akiva Eger, and that's Rabbi Akiva Eger is here. Dal al dal, tainu mitzad and tzmusos potter. Sheyotzi mecheder hagodol lecheder hakamarki. That's the small adjacent room. A pesach hu chayv mezuzah mitzad hagodol. So that's so it's chayv mitzad hagodol. So meila, it's meila. You put it going into the bedroom, into the bigger room. And the Chamud Idaniyo would say, so from the perspective of the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva Eger is better with the Gemara, because Rabbi Kiva Eger is not being mechadish a new shir. Chamud Idaniyo is mechadish a new shir. So from the perspective of the Gemara, the Rabbi Kiva Eger fits in better, and that's. And there are a lot of people who follow Rabbi Yashiv in the Tshuva has Rabbi Kiva Eger, others follow this this opinion of of Rabbi Kiva Eger. But that, in other words, in being shoykel, which did you follow, Chamud Daniel or Rabbi Kiva Eger? In other words, Chamud Daniel has a chiddush mitzad that how he's touching up what. What dalal al dalal is. Rabbi Kiva Eger is not tampering with the dalal al dalal. He's keeping, you know, the pristine dalal al dalal, and he's just saying, so put it going on the right side, on the right side going out into the thing. There is a discussion in some poskim to put two mezuzahs to be chayshish. One mezuzah going in, and one mezuzah. Others are going out. That I'm not a fan of. It's just it looks strange when you have it's not minhag Yisrael to put two mezuzahs. And l'chora, you see, if you put two mezuzahs on one side of the door, so that could be a shayla of Baal Tosef. If it's on two different sides, so one of them is by definition wrong. So that might be less of a problem from the perspective of Baal Tosef. It's a milsa de tmiya to go ahead and do such a thing, to put a mezuzah on one mezuzah on this side, one mezuzah on the other side. You should be machriya every shayla in hilchas mezuzah. Never do that. And never put a mezuzah on both sides of the door. Rav Yaakov Ariel was just here for the week. So he has a whole bunch of interesting, nice farm. Shalom from Chulz Ba'ola Shal Torah. So he has his truth on this topic. So he says he heard that Rav Chaim Oizer used to have two mezuzahs. So he said that he was in Vilna once. And he says that when he was in Vilna, he went to Reb Chaim Oizer's house, and he was looking to see if they could notice an imprint of two mezuzahs on the side of the door, and he couldn't find such a thing. So it could be the whole thing's a boba maisa about Reb Chaim Oizer. But whether it is or not, it's not something I recommend. But let me tell you one thing, Reb Osei. I think this Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's a question whether he really, what he really means, and I'll tell you another pshat in Rabbi Kiva Eger momentarily, but I think this, you know, I was telling you Rabbi Kiva Eger's on a certain aspect is better than the Chamud Daniel, but I think in the end of the day, I think Chamud Daniel is better. Or why? Because I think Rabbi Kiva Eger basically goes again. If you want to learn the Rabbi Kiva Eger, the way I present it now is what everyone in the Olam says Rabbi Kiva Eger says. In a second, I'll tell you how Moshe Feinstein learned Pshat in Rabbi Kiva Eger. So I'll tell you, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger goes against, in my opinion, this Pshat in Rabbi Kiva Eger goes against all of Hilchas Mezuzah. Maybe Chamud Daniel goes against one Pshat. I'll tell you why. Because this is the big yisod in Hilchas Mezuzah. Lefi Ani Zaiti, the big yisod in Hilchas Mezuzah is that backtracking doesn't count. What do I mean? You come into this room, right? So it's on the right side going in. So why don't I put another mezuzah on this side, because now I'm going into the hallway, right? The answer is no, because you only go with the first mahalach. The first mahalach was to come in here. When I go to the hallway, I don't say I'm going into the hallway, I say I'm coming out of this room. Mezuzah only is a derech biyascha, not derech yitziyascha. So Mimela, if you say pshat and Rabbi Kiva again like that, to me it goes against the fundamental principle of Hilchos Mezuzah, that it's base. Gemara learns out from the word beisecha. Beisecha derech biyascha. Only coming in. Biyascha, coming in. Achnasa. So you can always say, well, I'm coming now into the hall. No, that's called yitziyah. That's not called. Why? Because whatever you do first is the biyah. Whatever comes after the backtrack is the yitziyah. So when you go into your closet, you don't then go ahead and say, well, now I'm going from the closet into the bedroom. Because Lamaisa, you're leaving the closet. You're not going into the bedroom. You're leaving the closet. That's called the yitziyah. So it's not a mechayiv in mezuzah. You want me to... So another Rabbi Moshe Tuchman pointed out to me one year that he thought Rabbi Kivega wasn't saying that. The way he's going to say pshat is, and he pointed out, if you look carefully in the Tshuva Sigras Moshe, it seems that Rabbi Moshe said that way also. But in the end of the day, even though... And Rabbi Moshe says it, another pshat in Rabbi Kivega, and rejects that pshat. That pshat also makes Rabbi Kivega a little bit chudish. And that is, no... He meant to say you put it going into the big room, because maybe leaving a room requires a mezuzah also. So then the Ramosha, not mitzad the big room, but mitzad yitziyah from the other room. But the Ramosha writes, but that's not true. Yitziyah doesn't require a mezuzah. Mezuzah is only knisa. And that's a Pella on Stern College. You ever go to Stern College? So if you go to Stern College on the main building there, so they have those art. You have one knisa, you go in, there's a mezuzah going in, and there's another door for people coming out, and there's a mezuzah going out. So that's a Pella. Because L'chora, there are people that say like that, but... And then maybe Rabbi Kivega was saying like that, and then that Rabbi Moshe thought it was also a chiddush. Pashas is, if you have on a yitziyah, you only go there biyascha, only into a room, into a building. You don't have a mezuzah. Say the big shaila about exits. Say you have a doorway that's only an exit, a fire exit, and it goes into the street. So what's the story? So there are different shitas. Some say that you have a mezuzah going out, which is a pella. Rav Shechter held that no, you put it, but going in, even though you never use that door to go in. And I think Rav Abadi told me he thought it's pater and ganzen, because there's no such thing as going out. So then, and you're not going in, so maybe it shouldn't be chayiv at all. But to me, if you learn the classic way of learning Rabbi Kivega, is to assume that he's requiring a mezuzah going in. So that I think, you know, is difficult, because that would be assuming that backtracking requires, and the clear understanding we have is that backtracking never requires, because that's not called biyah, that's called yitziyah.
Why can't we assume that the biyah is not talking about any? He's not establishing the principle. He's saying in this specific case, the person goes into the closet from the room, he's left the room.
Right.
When he comes out of the closet into the room, he comes back into the room.
You can say that by anything. Say this room we're in now. When I come in here.
The objective of my exit over here doesn't make sense like that. I'm going into the hallway, what's the hallway club? Always a means to an end. I'm going out to the next place. I'm leaving. But the closet serves the room. I left the room, and now I come back into the room. That's the whole function of the closet. He's talking about the kemerchi. Like, it sounds to me like he's saying specifically in that context.
Yeah, okay.
I'm saying a rule at any time. You go from a small room to a big room, then when you leave the small one and come back into the big, you need a mezuzah. He's not saying that.
Right.
It sounds like it's explicit case.
Okay, maybe. I still think it's that the yisod is that backtracking doesn't count, so that shouldn't count here either. But I hear what you say. So at the end of the day,
if somebody has these situations, so Maisa, I tell people, I'm not such a purist, so I tell people to put on their front door, because the following, like the Rav Aaron Feldman's son has in the Sefer, that to use the Chanut in the Gabi Beishar. And the Gabi Dalad, if it's not Dalad al Dalad, then it's walking, so then I tell people that it's a Chumrah. The whole thing is a Chumrah, and if you want, follow the Chamudi Daniel. Follow the Rabbi Kige Eger. Except in one exception that I tell them, and then, but I tell them, make everything you don't have to put any mezuzah. The only time that it comes an issue, and this is another Shaila with Hilchos Mezuzah, is if you have a married couple. So a married couple is a shaila about having tashmish amita in front of tefillin, sefer Torah, mezuzah, etc. So normally, no one keeps a sefer Torah in his bedroom, and no one keeps tefillin in his bedroom. But a mezuzah, and usually no one keeps a mezuzah in their bedroom, because usually the door, you shut the door, and the mezuzah is on the other side of the door. But every once in a while, you have a shaila where in the, it could be a closet, say, in the bedroom. That's shaila. And there, when you shut the door of the closet, but the mezuzah will still be in the bedroom. And then you have the shaila being mishamish mitoso in the bedroom. Or, that's one hekitimtza I've seen. And another hekitimtza is sometimes in the bedroom. So you'll have a thing, and then they'll have another archway, which is has a chiev, in the bedroom itself. That's after the door, so in the bedroom itself. So then I would say, if it's a case of a closet that's not dalad al dalad, which anyway the chiv is so mefukpak v'chulei, so you'd say forget, don't put the mezuzah up, because you're getting into the other shaila. In other words, you're saying the shaila of putting a mezuzah, but then you're getting into a shaila of being mishamish b'fnei a mezuzah. But if it's something that taka is more of a chiyuv, so then there's a whole bunch of shitas about how do you deal with a mezuzah in a... So, in other words, normally the din is that... that if you have two coverings on the mezuzah, so it won't be a problem. The only thing is, the post could say, but the coverings are not supposed to be miyuchad for the. So there's a Chaim Powell Goodman from Williamsburg pointed out to me three study kula on this. Number one, you have the shita of the chayodim, that if you wrap it twice, the kavana to be choytzeitz, the kavana to be as a kisui, even though it's miyuchel lakach, that's okay. So you take like two aluminum foils, two wrappings around it, and leave it that. And then you have the sheet pointed out by Chaim Kalman Goodman of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that anything that's attached to the wall is considered a reshus b'fnei atzmo, and therefore it's also not a problem. And then the Aruch HaShulchan gives the biggest chiddush. He says he doesn't think the whole thing is a problem. He thinks because the Torah gave the mitzvah of mezuzah, and the Torah realizes that there's so built into the mitzvah of mezuzah is that that's going to be the hechitimtzit, so it doesn't apply to mezuzah in the bedroom. The whole issa doesn't apply. So that's what Aruch HaShulchan says. So Rav Mani, Rav Chaim Kalman Goodman, so I'm making b'tzirif these these different coolers. But I would say that that's when there's a real chiv. But if it's only a chiv that's mafukpuk, so these coolers also you can mafukpuk in each one of them. Because the pashut shot is that if you really want to be chayshish, and I wouldn't recommend doing this necessarily, but it would mean that you would take a nail and you put it on top of the mezuzah, and every time a person wanted to be mishamish, he would take a shirt and he would hang it on the nail, and it would be covering the, and it's not b'yuchel l'kach, you know, too short, whatever it is. Question: how you can't cover this, that, and then it would be. But then, for people can forget and the kulay, so that's the chiluk that I make. If this is a real chiyuv versus if this is not. Yeah.
Even if it's not in
the
closet, even in a regular bedroom, aren't we being so a kula that also because a doorway and the covering on it is not two pieces of material, but one is miyuchel l'kach. The covering of the mezuzah itself is miyuchel l'kach. So anyways, in an old bedroom, even if you're right in the closet, you have to use one of those kulas also.
What do you mean in a normal bedroom?
In a normal bedroom where it's outside the door.
Outside the door, the door is chaitzetz. The door is a reshus. In other words, here, it's in a normal bedroom, it's not like this here. The mezuzah would be on the other side. You follow? So when you shut the door, your mezuzah is not in the bedroom. So the door, if you have a mechitza, that's okay. And you can be mishamish. There's not a problem. Because the mechitza is mafzik between the mezuzah and the people. So that the closet case is when the closet's in the bedroom. So then when you shut the door, so it's outside from the closet, but it's in the bedroom.
So could you, with A to B, just make a mechitza, like a mechitza on the floor and say whatever
that's. Mechitza, it's not so easy to make a mechitza in the middle of. It's not so easy to make a mechitza in the middle of the bedroom. It's not easy to make a mechitza. You know, so right, it would be an eitzah if it would be easy to do, but it's not the most practical thing to do. In other words, there's a din of shnei kisuyim, and then there's another din of a mechitza mafsik, even if it's one kisuy, but it's a mechitza. So a door is a mechitza, so that it's mafsik. Okay, there's much more, so that's why we're going to Bez Hashem come back next week. See at the Dishmaya. And we'll have more Bez Hashem. Okay, so we'll daven Mincha here? Okay, so we'll just get ready a couple of minutes.
Like, talking to you. That means like once you do a circle of that.
Like, why do we have to do it?